What's up, everybody? I'm Furious Pete, and today I'm doing a little bit of an experiment. So I've been lifting for over 10 years. I've done bodybuilding, CrossFit, powerlifting, strongman, you name it, I've tried it. And if there's one thing that I really love, it's powerlifting. Squat, bench, deadlift, the big three. So every time you're lifting, you want to lift as heavy as possible, whether it being an ego trip or you are trying to actually compete in a contest. You are trying to lift as heavy as possible. You are trying to get to that point where you are going to lift as heavy as you possibly can. One of the things when you're actually training is figuring out the optimal rest time. You do a heavy set, you wait a few minutes. Sometimes it's even 10 minutes before proceeding to the next set to go to a heavier weight or to do that same weight all over again, just to have enough energy to do it. So normally when I'm training and I'm doing something really heavy, I'll give myself 3-4 minutes. I'll look at the clock. Sometimes I'll give myself longer because I'll just feel like I need to rest longer before getting into another set. So today we're doing something different. We're combining science with meathead lifting. That's right. We are actually going to lift at the optimal heart rate. So how are we gonna do this? Well, Microsoft hacked my band. So what Microsoft did was take their Microsoft Health app and they hacked it. What I'm gonna do with this app is enter in my resting heart rate, the heart rate in which I'll be able to lift the best. Because when your heart rate goes skyrocketing, you're not gonna be able to really lift the best that you possibly can. You wanna make sure that you're pumped, you're ready, but not overly ready.
So what I'm gonna do is set my resting heart rate, which is going to be, given I'm gonna be a little bit excited, I had a little bit of pre-workout, I'm gonna put it at about 80 because that is, resting heart rate for me would be about 70 to 80, but I know it's gonna be hovering around 80 during a workout, it's never really gonna go below that. My highest heart rate would be about 125, and I'm gonna click start. Right now it's at about 101 because I'm getting really excited, but I think that's gonna drop a little bit. I'm clearly not ready to work out right now. Every time my heart rate is at the optimal point, I'm going to get a little buzz right here in my band and know that I'm ready to lift. So let's go ahead and put this hack to the test. We are gonna do the big three today. We're gonna do squat, bench, and deadlift. And I'm gonna see how well I perform. All right, so the goal today is probably to hit about 5 plates. We'll see how she goes. We have to make sure that we conserve a little bit of energy for all the other lifts as well, of course. So gotta be smart about this. We'll see what 3 plates feels like, then we'll see what 4 plates feels like. And if we're feeling up to it, we'll go up to the 5 plate mark. So that felt pretty good. We're gonna move up to 4 plates now, and now we're going to focus on our heart rate. So make sure that, right now I'm really excited. I can feel myself being really excited. In fact, my actual heart rate is at right now. So my heart rate right now is actually at 92. You can see that it's dropping right now, but I wanna make sure it is below 80. So right now my heart rate's at about 84. It needs to go below 80 for me to hit up the next set, hit up 4 plates. As I'm talking, of course, I'm getting excited. So my heart rate's now 86, it'll go up. So I need to make sure I calm down, I breathe, I psych myself up for that next set. So I will know from my band when it is time to go. In the meantime, let's put on another plate and get set for the next one. All right, just got buzzed below 80 here. I feel good. It's funny, you're at the optimal heart rate, you actually feel good. So, maybe I feel a little too good. Let's do this. 4 plates. Safety first, my friends. Safety in all areas. Make sure you're ready to go. Sound effects are necessary for lifting heavy weights. Ooh.
I feel good. We're gonna go up to 5 for sure.
All right, heart rate about 95 right now. That means probably need like 2 or 3 minutes, maybe 4 minutes to get that back down nicely. In the meantime, we're gonna add some more weight to the bar. We need to rest up, take off our belt.
From 405, we're actually gonna go up to 515. Now, if I was just doing squats and just focusing on trying to do a heavy squat, then I would definitely do a much slower progress with the amount of weight that I'm adding. But because I still have to do bench and deadlift afterwards, I have to ensure that I still have enough energy to do those exercises. Make sure this heart rate drops so that we can get going.
All right, my friends, 515, I actually haven't hit this number in a while, so this will be interesting. I'm just doing it because I love you guys. Let's do it. Belts on. Heart rate is on point right now. Perfect. We're actually at 74, so that's even better. And mentally, ready. Let's do it. Now my heart rate definitely went up.
It's okay. Gotta psych yourself up right beforehand. Last time I did 500, I was missing weight on one side. Now I'm ensuring I do have all my weight on each side. 515. Felt good. Felt good. Not sure if I went low enough. I think I did. Felt good. Whew. All right.
Heart rate at 108 right now. I'm definitely pumped up.
I'm gonna call it here. I'm gonna rest up a bit, get to my optimal heart rate, and start doing bench. And then, of course, we got deadlifts afterwards. Let's do this.
Let's get started with bench. A little bit of warm up, just to make sure that we're capable of doing this. I did pop ribs about a month ago, so still not going as heavy as I normally would, but things feel pretty good right now.
Heart rate, about 85, not too bad right now. Obviously, we're not incorporating a lot of weight yet, so feeling pretty good. Another plate. I think goal today will be about 365 on the safe side. Probably not gonna go heavier than that today.
Got chin drum my bench position here.
Things feel pretty good though.
Let's add on another plate.
I already went up 92, so we have a little bit of rest time.
All right, so 96, 95 heart rate as I'm sitting here resting, getting ready for my next set.
I like the fact that you can mentally shut off, regroup, and just wait for the buzz in your band before proceeding to the next set. It's a different type of workout, and I'm kind of digging it.
We're up to a heavier weight now,
315, focus. A little heart rate, 74. That means it's go time. Go time.
I think it felt good enough to do one rep at like 365.
Don't want to go heavier. Like I said, had some issues with some ribs about a month ago. So definitely don't want to go heavier, but I think I'm pretty comfortable with 365 since 315 for three was very easy. So let's do 365.
All right, my friends, I am now back down to 70. I think I've rested just enough to put up 365 for one. Hopefully I can, hopefully it feels good. Got it up. Time for deadlifts.
All right, 100. Time to rest up a little bit.
And once we do, we get to do some deadlifts.
Final exercise of the day. I've obviously exerted a lot of energy, especially into my squat and into my bench. We're going into deadlifts, so now I am going to rely on my heart rate big time to make sure that I am at the right state to lift that weight. Here we go. Deadlift time. Let's see what we can lift. Let's load it up.
That jumped me up to like 86. That excitement. We're at 91 right now. Not too bad, let's add on some weight. All right, we're at 86 right now. Need a little bit of rest time here and then we're ready to go at 84. Probably another 30 seconds to 40 seconds and we'll dive into the next set. Another plate, another plate. 99. We're moving up. We know we're going good. We know we are hitting that intense mark in our workout simply because our heart rate's going up. Okay. Heart rate 79. Look at that. Got that buzz, ready to go. We're at 103 right now. That gives us about 4 minutes of resting time, approximately. 365 for bench, 515 for squat. If we do 515 for deadlift right here, that'll be close to almost a 1400 total, which is pretty damn good for just a casual night at the unit here. 70, we are at 70. We rested a little bit too much. It is time to go. It's time to get ready. 5:15.
Okay. Okay, so that rep flew up really nicely. It was super easy. I felt like I could have done probably another two or three, but I was just planning one. Don't want to overdo it either on one of these days because that can easily happen, especially when you want to lift as heavy as humanly possible. I lifted once. It felt very, very good. I really did feel like I was at my optimal, you know, peak performance time right there to lift that weight. All right, so. Something new, that's always fun to do in the gym. It was very cool to do lifts at what we call the optimal heart rate, which was near resting heart rate. Clearly it worked, I got lifts up, I got heavy, heavy weight up, especially in my squat. I haven't hit 515 in, I would say, almost ever. I think I might've hit it once in university 10 years ago. Personally, I feel like the hack was pretty good. I want that buzz to actually be extra, extra buzzy because when you're in the zone or when you're like passing out or like, you know, you get really tired from these exercises, you want something to really hit you. So there was a buzz, but I feel like that buzz could have been a little bit more, you know, especially as you're going through your workout, maybe you can program it so that the buzz is you know, gets stronger and stronger throughout your workout, so that it actually just like kind of, you know, jolts you up and gets you going. Another thing that I would say is most of the program is right here. The hack is on the phone. I don't personally like to have my phone with me when I'm working out, because the phone is a distraction. You have your social media, you have all that fun stuff, you have all the texts and everything like that. If I could have the entire program right here on the band, I feel like I would be even more productive. I feel like I'd be able to concentrate on my workout even more, but that is something that will happen in the future, hopefully. Hopefully, that's a suggestion of mine for the next hack with the Microsoft Band. But overall, I felt like this worked, this was cool, and if this hack could actually be a permanent program for the band, I think a lot of people would benefit from it.
All right, so this was my first time using wearable technology. The Microsoft Health app is definitely something I'm gonna be using in the future. Definitely to check out how long and how short my workouts are, maybe even to tell me exactly how many reps I am doing without me necessarily saying, okay, did I do 7 or 8 reps? Because sometimes when you're in the zone, you can't really, you know, remember how many reps you did. We've all done that. If you've ever had an intense workout, you'll never remember exactly how many reps you were doing, because you're clearly not fully, you know, exerting enough energy and going all out if you can remember every single time how many reps you did at every set. But if you have a band telling you everything, then, you know, you're leaving the guesswork out of it. All right, guys, that was a lot of fun, a really solid workout. Now I'm gonna turn it over to Sergey. He's gonna show you guys how this app unfolded, how it was programmed, how it works, and simply how this hack came to life.
Thanks, Pete, and hi, everybody. So Band is an awesome device that allows to get information from many different sensors, and you can get access to this information using Microsoft Health application. But if you want to implement own scenarios, you have to develop your own application. In order to help develop own applications, Microsoft published Band SDK. So in order to get access to Band SDK, you can visit developer.microsoftband.com website. And there is a link that allows you to get information about how to start developing applications for Windows, Android, iOS. There are lots of different examples and so on. So we decided to develop application for Windows 10, because in case of Windows 10, we can run this application on desktops, tablets, phones, Xbox devices, and so on. And in this case, we can use C#. In this case, we can use Visual Studio in order to create application from scratch. So how to do it? I just created a new universal Windows application. And on the first step, you have to add NuGet package that contains Band SDK. So let's use context menu in order to select manage NuGet packages, and we can type Band. So let's click enter, and you can see that Microsoft Band SDK is here. You simply have to click install, and after that you will be able to use all available classes in order to get data from Band, in order to connect, of course, your application to your Band. So let's do it. On the first step, I have to establish connection with our band, and I have to store a reference to the band. In order to store the reference, I'm going to use iBand client class that you can find in the SDK. So let's call it like band client. Of course, Visual Studio doesn't recognize this reference, so I am going to add Microsoft band namespace using Visual Studio features. Let's do it. And now I can implement 3 lines of code in order to establish connection with the band. So let's override onNavigatedTo method. And you can see that in order to establish connection, I can use band client manager class in order to get a reference to all available bands. And once I have all these references, I can use connectAsync method in order to connect to a particular band. I assume that I have just one band, so I simply use first member from this collection. But if you are going to create really universal application, you can check how many bands you have. Probably you have to provide interface that help users to select the right band and so on. So on the next step, I have to think about tiles. Your application should be associated with the band, and you have to add a tile to the band in order to help user to communicate with your application, in order to help user to understand which application sent a message and so on. So let's add a tile to our band. I can do it once I have connection to my band. So let's add all needed code. So in order to add a new tile, I have to use band tile class. So let's resolve namespace microsoft.band.tiles. And I have to pass a new unique ID as a parameter. So in order to generate a new ID, I can use tools and I can use create grid menu item and simply select new grid. And I can copy this unique identifier and simply pass here. Let's remove all not needed brackets. And that's all. After that, I have to provide name. I have to provide two icons, small and tile icon for my band. And in order to do it, I am using add icon method. So it's this method to my code. I already prepared all needed code here. So this method simply get information from storage and use writable bitmap in order to store my icon in memory. So I resolved all needed namespaces, and once I created band tile object, I can start working with tiles. But first of all, I have to understand if I already have some tiles associated with my application. In order to get it, I am going to use my band client, and I am going to use tile manager property. So you can see that thanks to get tiles async method, we can get a reference to all available tiles. And if we don't have any tile associated with our application, and if we still have any capacity for tiles, we simply have to use tile manager in order to add our tile async. And frankly speaking, that's all. And now you have your tile on the band. Of course, you have to check all possible exceptions. You have to implement some logic that will notify user about some problems and so on. But you can do it yourself, I hope. So let's see how to get information from sensors. In our application, we decided to use hard sensor. So first of all, we have to make sure that user provided permissions to our application to read this information. Of course, we can be connected to our band, but we still probably don't have any permissions in order to get information even from Hertz sensor. So in order to ask user and in order to check if user provided all needed permissions, we can use sensor manager property and a particular sensor property, and after that we can use getCurrentUserConsent method. So if permissions are granted, it's great. If not, we can use requestUserConsent async method in order to get these permissions. Of course, after that we have to check if user provided permissions and so on, but let's assume that everything is okay in our case. So after that, we can implement event handler. So you can see that using sensor manager, I can get access to my particular sensor, and I have a special event reading changed. Of course, I have to implement event handler, and using this event handler, I will receive all needed information from my sensor once it's available. And once I implement my event handler, I can start reading async using start reading async method. So let's add event handler and let's set a breakpoint there in order to make sure that our sensor sent information to our application. I just started my application, and you can see that I have band access denied exception once I try to use connect async method. So it's happened because my application does not have any permissions to use Bluetooth at all. So in order to do it, in order to activate Bluetooth permissions, I have to open up manifest file. I have to open capabilities tab and select Bluetooth and proximity capabilities there. So now my application should work fine. Let's run my application once again and let's see if I get some messages from my sensor. So on the first step you can see this message. You have to click yes, of course. And one more message that asks me if I want to add my tile to my band. I'm going to click yes, of course. And after that you can see a new tile on your band. And after that I'm ready to start working with hard sensor. So you can see one more message and you have to provide access to a hard sensor as well, as we discussed earlier. So let's click yes. And you can see that our breakpoint just fired, and let's check reading information from there. Let's see that we have there, so sensor reading, and we have heart rate there, 85 in my case. So looks like that our application works fine, and of course you have to implement your own logic inside heart rate reading change event handler. Pay attention that if you want to change interface, this event handler works in a separate thread, so you have to use dispatcher in order to run your code in interface thread. But now I want to discuss how we can do all the same things in background, because there is no sense to create just foreground applications. If you are going to deploy this application to a phone, once you get a call, your application should be suspended. Once you lock your screen, your application should be suspended, and so on. So if we are talking about any notifications, real-time notifications, we have to run our application, our logic in background. I don't have much time to discuss background tasks. So just couple things. First of all, in order to implement background tasks in Windows 10 applications, you have to know that background tasks in Windows 10 and Universal Windows Platform based on trigger activities. In case of band, you can use at least two triggers. First of all, timer trigger. In case of timer trigger, you can run your code once per 15 minutes. It's not enough for our scenario. And the second one, device use trigger. This trigger can be initiated from foreground application, so it's great for us. And this trigger can work in background all time. There are some limitations for desktops, but in case of phone, there is no any limitations. So I decided to use device use trigger, and I decided to invoke background task from my client application for my band. And there is a trick. So in general, using your background task, you can use all the same things. You can get access to a band, you can assign reading changed event handler, and you can start reading code data from there. But there is a problem with SDK, because in case of background, SDK allows to get information from sensors just once. So once you get some heart rate thanks to reading changed event handler, this method will stop working at all. And where is a hack? So I decided, so once I have my data, I simply have to kill my band, and after that I have to reconnect, I have to recreate all objects related to my band, and I have to initiate my event handler once again. So you can see that in case of background task, I simply have while a loop, and thanks to this loop I simply check if I already received data from band. I have to delete my band, dispose it, and I have to initialize connection to my band once again. It's not a very good probably idea, but it works, and I don't know any other solutions, because if you check different articles, you can find information how to implement background tasks without this hack, but you can find that your background tasks will work just in debug mode. So pay attention, if your application works fine in debug mode, it means nothing. So run your application in release mode. In release mode, this solution works fine. All other solutions don't work at all. So in order to simplify the process, you can visit my GitHub repository in order to check all code there. I still have a couple not needed classes there, but at least you can get more information about the idea, and you can get more information about how to start working with your band in background, because without background, there is no sense to create any own application at all.